Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we celebrate May Beef Month.
We are excited about putting several different activities into play in support of May Beef Month. First of all, we're going to be stepping up live engagement on our social media in May with Sherry Glazer, who is commonly known as the Dirt Road Dietitian. Our goal is to be all things helpful with these live events for consumers cooking at home. We're also going to be rolling out new videos featuring Sherry that were done in partnership with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, so thank you, Dustin. We rolled out two in April, which focused in on consumer needs, such as batch cooking with beef and freezing beef. We have two more rolling out in May for May Beef Month, also focused on helping consumers stretch their dollars in meal preparation. May Beef Month will also be supported with a continuation of our YouTube campaign and Google search campaigns, all leading up to Memorial Day and the start of the grilling season, at which we have a new National Beef Checkoff campaign launching, which will brighten our day.
To learn more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being invested, go to OKLABeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, research at Oklahoma State University's Lahoma wheat test fields show it is beneficial to top dress wheat in early spring with an application of nitrogen. Dr. Tom Royer, OSU Extension entomologist, went one step further and added a tank mixed insecticide to the nitrogen application. I had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Royer during the field day, and he said he was skeptical about the extra application because he didn't think it was necessary.
Well, yeah, for me, when I first heard about it, I thought, well, why would you add an insecticide when you don't have any need for it? It's just one of the things that we think about as an integrated pest management. You don't make a pesticide application unless you have a need for it. But I knew that it was becoming a common practice, and I wanted to find out. The other part of the equation is, was it paying for itself? And I was pretty skeptical that it was. This morning I had to eat a little crow because the data has shown that it really does pay for itself. And if you had to make a choice of making each application separately versus adding them together and saving that one trip across the field, it even provides a little better benefit than if you were making each application separately, even though they add about the same amount of yield increase.
However, the data shows it really does pay off, Royer said. The jury's still out on exactly why it is so beneficial beyond the efficiency-saving trip, and more research is needed, said Royer. Well, the next round of coronavirus relief introduced by House Democrats would increase direct payments to farmers by $16 billion. Funds are expected to supplement the already planned $16 billion in payments. While the legislation focuses on replenishing the Paycheck Protection Program and providing an additional round of direct payments to Americans, the bill includes multiple benefits for agriculture. Democrats' plan would increase Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits 15% and provide additional donation and feeding programs of commodities, including dairy. The bill also includes a proposed 45-cent per gallon payment of biofuel produced this year through May the 1st, as biofuel plants are shuttering amid a demand drop. Additional details in the legislation include $10 billion for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, a $200 billion fund for essential workers, and $1 trillion for state and local governments who need funds to pay vital workers. The House is expected to vote on the package tomorrow. Well, don't forget, ranchers are invited to a series of free webinars to discuss cattle production, management, and marketing tips with other professionals in the field. There's a lunchtime series coming up today with a teleconference through the Zoom online portal. Registration for the Zoom webinars is now open. You can go to OSU's Division of Agriculture Sciences and Natural Resources website. They'll have other guest speakers like Rosalind Biggs, Paul Beck, Bill Barnhart, and more. Once again, that's coming up at 12:30 this afternoon, and you can go to news.okstate.edu to get more information. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Gen X invites you to go out and check how the many OSU bred wheat varieties are looking at the OSU wheat variety field plots. There's a map of the replicated field trials at the OSU wheat website, as well as the videos of the Altus and Chickasha wheat variety field tours. See the videos and the map at wheat.okstate.edu. And now you can also call your local extension office for directions to the wheat variety plots nearest you. Learn more about all the OSU wheat varieties by going to okgenetics.com.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.